Harriet Tubman, conductor-in-chief of the Underground Railway, expected her passengers to be ready to ride when she pulled into the station. "You'll be free or die," she informed fearful fugitives, prodding them with her pistol to emphasize the point. Nothing in Tubman's own background, after all, had prepared her to emphasize with the faint of heart. At 13, she intervened to protect another slave from an overseer. Scars on her skull would always attest to that battle. In her 20s, she wrote her own passport from bondage, fleeing from Maryland to Philadelphia, alone and unaided. The following year, she risked her life to rescue her sister and a few months later, her brother. Complimented by John Brown as the most of a man, naturally, that I ever met with, General Tubman absolutely refused to cater to the cowardly. While others argued the pros and cons of revolution, the ad hoc abolitionist simply acted. Stealing slaves, she believed, was the most logical strategy for smashing the South's peculiar institution. Hiding in the woods or fields outside a plantation, she notified prospective passengers of her presence by humming a hymn or sending a coded message. "Tell my brothers to be always watching unto prayer," read one such cryptic communique. "When the good old ship of Zion comes along, be ready to step on board." Few plantation owners, however, cottoned to the prospect of their property, worth up to $1,000 a head, sailing away at will. In Maryland, where Tubman conducted an estimated 19 rescue missions, peeved chattel owners convened regularly to discuss the personnel problem. At the height of her notoriety, there was a $40,000 price on her head. But the scores she spirited away during the decade preceding the Civil War, no less than 60 slaves, and possibly as many as 300, it was her boast that she never once lost a passenger. As a teenager, Tubman once dreamed of the Mason-Dixie line and the fertile fields blooming to the north. "Beautiful white ladies stretched out their arms to me over the line," she recalled. But their efforts were of no use, and anyway, it was only a dream. In real life, the First Lady of Liberation knew she could rely only on herself and perhaps the persuasive powers of her pistol to engineer an escape to freedom. Harriet Tubman, 1820 to 1913, said, "There was one of two things I had a right to, liberty or death. If I could not have one, I would have the other, for no man should take me alive." Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya. This has been produced by Gedalia and engineered by Katz for K-Mud's special series honoring women during Women's History Month in March. Thank you for listening. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya.